It's a very good morning to this lady, former Chronicle editor and, of course, one of the driving forces behind the Gallipoli to Armistice Memorial in Queen's Park, which is second to none. Nancy Bates, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Long time no see.
Yes, it is.
Here we are, and we're here this morning. You're joining me in the studio. A big day coming up tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we have the Turkish Consul General for Queensland, Mr. Turgut Manley, and his wife, Dr. Manley, coming up, plus some members of the Brisbane Turkish community and the Mirbo Turkish community, and some of our VIPs from around this area who will be in Queen's Park at 11 o'clock to unveil the latest element in our Gallipoli to Armistice Memorial Trail.
And that is?
That is a sculpted profile of Ataturk, who was one of the great political leaders as well as a great military strategist with Turkey. And 3 years and 2 days since the Gallipoli to Armistice opened, and Mr. Manley was present, and he was so delighted with it. He presented our committee with this wonderful brass profile of Ataturk, and he said he would have liked it to be in the memorial. It's taken some time. We've had a lot of delays along the way, and including COVID problems, and there was also the vandalism in the park earlier this year that we wanted to get repaired before we drew attention to this new element. And so that's all fine now. And tomorrow morning we'll be unveiling. It's a plinth, and it ties in with the walls of Gallipoli. It acknowledges the you know, the famous words that Ataturk spoke about mothers wipe away your tears, your sons know our sons. And it also explains when you go into it, there's a lot of mystery around those words as well, which is very intriguing. And where did he say them? Were they said? What did he say? And so we've got QR codes on all our elements in the Gallipoli to Armistice. And one of the good things about COVID has been that everybody's become familiar with using QR codes.
Absolutely. So, we've had to.
Yeah. And your you know, famous old colleague, Greg Baldereau.
Old colleague.
Old boss. Yes, of course, he's been a mainstay with the whole project, and he's down there quite a lot and just remarking about the number of people that are now using the QR codes. The QR code on this particular element explains about the Anzacs going ashore at Gallipoli, and they met two formidable obstacles there. One was those huge cliffs they weren't expecting, and the other was this brilliant Turkish commander, Mustafa Kemal, who later became Ataturk, and, you know, father of the Turks, because of his far-reaching policies and the implementation of them in turning Turkey into a modern nation.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, that we're at a point now in our history where we can look back and reflect and see, like, the leader of the opposition, if you like, but embrace the whole thing for what it was.
Yes, and, you know, Ataturk wasn't always complimentary about the Ataturk straight after, but he did take the high ground, and he was quite visionary, and one of his mottos that he worked under was peace at home, peace in the world. And some of his comments, particularly about, you know, Gallipoli, were utterly profound and magnanimous and comforting. And he was a true leader. He was, people don't realise this, but he was one of the first fighters for women's rights in the world.
Is that right?
Yes, yes. He insisted on Turkish women having the vote and having roles outside the home. You know, frowned upon them being covered up with veils, that type of thing.
Okay.
But he also gave Turkey a new language and built thousands of schools and on top of that, made primary education compulsory for the Turkish people. And he was battling to overcome 90% illiteracy in Turkey,
right?
And just turned that all around.
Wow.
Yes, quite a magnificent man, achievements.
Okay, and all this, we'll be able to learn all of this, of course, at the,
yes,
at the not only the unveiling, but into the future as we visit the memorial as well. Is there anything in the future that you haven't got at the moment? I'm going to have to ditch a song here because we're having a chat, so that one can go. We've got another 2 minutes. is there anything for the future that you're planning? Because you're not going to stop here.
No. We've got a couple of pathways we're looking at, and we're doing some improvements and upgrades to the audio. They can be a little bit tricky to work sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're movement activated.
Yes.
And we're hoping to progress into ones that are actually activated by phones. So
right, okay.
That'd be...
You're relying on technology, and it doesn't always work, does it?
No. Well, hopefully this next step will. And we'd like to really start marketing Gallipoli to Armistice. It's quite magnificent. Oh. People who come here just can't believe it.
No.
And they're saying, why haven't we heard about it? And think we're working on that.
Well, maybe we need to get the message out a little bit more, as say, to the world. The region knows about it, or maybe they don't. I don't know. We've talked about it and people should be aware of it, but maybe we haven't pushed hard enough.
Well, it is becoming well used by local people, and we do have someone like the Mayor of Gympie,
yep,
Ken Hartwood, will be here tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a little bit happening, but it's certainly got a long way to go, I think,
yeah,
in marketing it.
You're not going to stop. I know you and Baldy will continue forever and a day, but it is fantastic. I don't know whether I've actually seen you personally since this, but congratulations on what is, it's second to none. It really is a great learning tool. It's a great use of that facility down there, and you should be proud of it.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Nancy. It's 7 to 9. Good morning.
The Big Breakfast with Blandy. The Fraser Coast 103.5 Triple M.